In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, in our gospel reading from Luke today, we hear of actually Jesus' last miracle before his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. We see the Lord's mercy towards those who have faith in him, as he restores, particularly in this example here, the sight of a blind man on the way to Jericho. Jesus was with his disciples, and they were on the road, and they were passing by, going through Jericho, and there was a lot of people with them. And when they passed by, a blind man sat by the road begging. And as they go by, the blind man hears this multitude of people passing by, so he asks what's going on. And then, once he learns, he asks for God's mercy. And he received God's mercy that day. And you know what? It changed his life. We, like the blind man, need to ask for God's mercy. And you know what? We need to ask for it often. Many times, the beggars would be found by a city gate where people are passing in and out. And, you know, they would be there for alms and just being able to give what people could give them. In St. Mark's account of this encounter, we learn that the blind man at the gate was named Bartimaeus. And he was probably used to calling out to the people who came and went, asking for money, you know, begging for alms, like it was often, I said, often found. In this particular case, Bartimaeus realizes that, boy, there's a lot of people passing by. Of course, he couldn't see, but he could hear. And, you know, he probably felt this pushing, shoving crowd that's trying to stay up with somebody, and here at the gate of Jericho. So he cries out to whoever may be around him and to ask, you know, what, I can just say, you know, what's going on? What's this commotion about? And one of the bystanders tells him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And at that point, Bartimaeus cries out, actually with an amazing statement for him. He cries out very loudly, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." A little bit later, he also calls him Lord. And that was, you know, a common name for referring to God. And the title Son of David that he used is one that's deeply rooted in popular messianic expectation. So he was using some phrases that meant a whole lot more than just please give me some money. This blind man realized that he was near the presence of God. And he responds with diligence. Those who led the way, the crowd, began to rebuke him because he was kind of disturbing things. And told him that he should be quiet. And the response to this was to just shout out even more, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, this wasn't just a feeble, like I said, begging cry for assistance. It's loud. It's insistent. He keeps on shouting. He will not be quiet, even though he's been told to be quiet. So what does Jesus do? Jesus stops. He stops right there. This man's request stopped Jesus. Not because he was a great ruler, not because he was some prominent or influential person. This man was a mere beggar. He was at the very bottom of the social ladder. Yet Jesus, the Son of David, the Lord, the very Son of God, stops for this beggar. You know, with all the noise of the crowd around him, Jesus hears this man's cry, and St. Luke records, Jesus stood still and commanded that he be brought to him. Now, Jesus probably would have just passed on by if this man had not cried out. And you know, there are needs that we have in our own lives that may not be met if we just stay quiet, if we do not ask for God's mercy. And there can be many reasons why we don't ask. We might go about trying to fix things ourselves and don't look to God. Surely it is true that we need to do what we need to do. and be responsible, and so on. But we don't need to be so intent on our own problems at hand that we miss Jesus, who is passing, who is near us. Or, if we do think of him, maybe we don't say anything. We remain silent as Jesus passes by. Maybe we're sometimes embarrassed by our problems and we don't want to bring them into the light of God. Of course, God already knows our problems. Sometimes, you know, he does act without us even asking. Jesus performed several miracles and healed people, in some cases, even without them asking. He just acted. But sometimes he waits on us. He's always ready to hear us. You know, after the blind man was brought to him, what does Jesus do? Well, Jesus asked him a very straightforward question. What do you want me to do for you? The young man had cried out for mercy. Now he's being asked for specifics. And he has a specific. He says, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Bartimaeus' request for mercy might have been similar to other beggars initially, or even just him sitting there begging, but it was different in some important ways. When he asked the son of David for mercy, you know, he's expecting more than just a handout. He has faith that the son of David, the Messiah, can grant his request. He acknowledges him as Lord and God, able to perform miracles. So what does he ask for? He asks for a miracle. One reason that Jesus may have asked him what does he want was to encourage his faith, to further have him think specifically, you know, what is it that I want God to do for me? To help this man determine in his heart really what he needs before God. Because if Jesus does what he asked that day, it's going to change his life for the rest of his life. And Jesus responds, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. He speaks, and the man is healed immediately. The question that Jesus asked him helped clarify and solidify that Bartimaeus really wanted his life changed. He really wanted to be able to be healed by Christ from his infirmity. And then we learn that after he was healed, what did he do? He glorified God. His heart was in the right place. He gave glory to God. And in fact, he followed Jesus after that. Jesus opened his eyes. He restored his sight. The blind man saw. But you know what? He not only saw the light of day for the first time, he also saw the light of life, even more importantly. You know, when we come to God for help, he enables us to see things that we never saw before. And it can change our own lives. So what is it that we learn from Jesus' encounter with the blind man that we hear about today? What's so special about him? Once he hears that Jesus of Nazareth is there, he immediately starts asking for God's mercy. He's asking, he knows he's asking of the Son of David and calls him Lord. And you know what? He has an unstoppable faith. Faith that won't take no for an answer, even though he was discouraged from saying anything. The crowd tells him to be quiet and he calls out even more. He has an intensity of desire to overcome whatever obstacles, rebukes, perhaps even embarrassment. He wants to receive God's mercy. And when asked, he spoke to Jesus specifically about his need. And he received it from God and it changed him. And he, as I said, he glorified God for what he received. You know, we were reminded last week that we need to be quick to give thanks to God when we do receive answers for our request. It's very important. And this once blind man does even more than just give thanks. He becomes a disciple and he follows Jesus. So as I said at the very beginning, it's good to ask for God's mercy often. And the church has given us a simple prayer that we can use often. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is a tool that we should use as often as we need it. The story of Bartimaeus' healing is a powerful example to us how it's okay to persist in asking for God's mercy. That's fine. It also causes us to stop and think, what do we really want? Just as Jesus asked the blind man what it is that he wanted. And like him, when we do receive God's mercy, let's be very quick to acknowledge it and give thanks unto God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.